Salon, we are at a crossroads. The Silicon Shield isn't a luxury, it's our survival. We must pivot our capital from traditional rent-seeking to AI industrial production. The 1.63 billion euros from the recovery fund shouldn't be buried in paperwork. It should fund high-tech shipyards and the green energy grids that PPC is pioneering. Engineering excellence is our new currency. Let's build the future, not just audit the past.
Daedalus, your zeal for silicon ignores the soil it sits on. The hidden cost of growth warns us that numbers aren't everything. Without the structural reforms tied to that 1.63 billion euros, your shield will be made of glass. Like the laws I gave Athens, we need institutional stability first. If we don't fix the bureaucracy and the judiciary, even the most advanced AI will be strangled by old-world corruption.
Stability is a myth in a world of Starlink and rapid AI waves. While you draft ideal laws, our neighbors are building. Look at the shipping industry. It leads globally because it adopts tech faster than policy. We need to turn Greece into an AI laboratory. Every euro spent on process is a euro lost to our competitors. We don't need more regulators. We need more architects of the digital revolution.
Innovation without ethics is chaos. The recovery fund's final stretch demands accountability, not just speed. You cite shipping, but shipping thrives under international law and maritime standards. A silicon shield without a social contract is just a playground for the elite. We must ensure this pivot benefits the many, not just the tech-savvy few. True power comes from the synthesis of progress and justice, not just hardware.
Epilogue, Diogenes. Both are dreaming. One wants a shield of silicon, the other a shield of paper. Meanwhile, the people just want to know if the AI will finally make the tax office answer the phone.